This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's broadcast on Thunder Country KIIC 96.7. The Albia Blue Demons are hosting a very talented Grinnell Tiger squad. Alongside me tonight is Brad Gray. Beautiful sunny night, very little wind, Brad. Let's hope the Blue Demons can get aggressive here in the first few minutes of the first half and make that goalie really work hard, because that sun is coming right down in his eyes.
The sun is setting real good now, and for us, in our favor, so we like to take advantage of that if we can.
Blue Demons are heading west to east today in the first half, trying to take advantage of that sun, build a lead, and hopefully then we can settle in and play the rest of the game our style. Blue Demons with possession right now. We're just underway. About 38 and a half left here in the first half. Jordan Krall is in the midfield. We've got Skyler Bettis, Cody Wynn, Ben Baker, Anthony Tuttle, Aaron Ambrose, Tyler Solinger, Shadow Leshen, Andy Henderson, and Ethan Gray, I believe, is rounding out the starting lineup with Gabe Gravert placed solidly in the net.
Yep.
Nice play by Cody Wynn at midfield. Took the ball right away from the Grinnell Tigers. Grinnell comes into the game tonight 7-6-1, playing an awfully tough schedule. Grinnell, much like the Blue Demons this year, they're in a rebuilding mode. They graduated 10 seniors off of last year's state tournament squad. Albia graduated 8 seniors off of our state tournament squad. So it's, as you might expect, Brad, it's a feeling out process for both sides.
Both of them are trying to fill positions and get people some more playing time, get them comfortable, and learn some things.
The Blue Demons come in tonight with Ethan Gray, Brad's son, a junior, leading the scoring with 5 goals on the season. Mason Cox is next with 4. Jordan Krall gets 3, and then Skyler Bettis and Cody McCarty rounded out with 1 apiece. Leading the way for the Grinnell Tigers is Carlos Sanchez, a really, really tough midfielder that I remember vividly from last year controlling the game. He leads away with 7 goals, 4 assists for the Grinnell Tigers. And then Christian Mertens rounds out the next spot with a 6-goal, 6-assist effort so far in the season.
Albia gets a goal kick now. Ambrose playing some tight defense there, was able to get the ball to roll off the forward's leg there for Grinnell. And Tyler Solinger is kicking it well past halfway line.
Really nice kick from Solinger that time. Probably landed on
a little bit of wind, like we say, not too much, but it's nice to get that get that ball up in the jet stream. It'll help a little bit on a goal kick like that.
It's always nice to take the ball from your goal defensively to your goal offensively in one kick.
It makes it
an awful lot easier game for your midfield and your offense to make some impact out there. Jordan Krall with an excellent position on the header.
Skyler Bettis
puts it in to Skyler Bettis, who takes the assist from Jordan Krall and puts it in the right side of the net past a diving Grinnell Tiger goalkeeper, giving the Blue Demons a lead 1-0. With 36:23 left in the first half. We're going to send it back to Scott at the studio for a quick timeout.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company right here in Albia, Iowa. I would like to introduce you to the all-new Ford Explorer. Completely redesigned from the ground up, Ford has made the new Explorer the most usable vehicle in the SUV class. From its best-in-class highway mile-per-gallon V6 engine to the spacious 7-passenger seating, the Ford engineers have created the perfect vehicle for today's busy families. Stop by and see Jack Szczynski right today and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to the soccer match here at the Albia Soccer Complex, where the Blue Demons start off strong tonight. Jordan Krall with a beautiful header set the ball nicely for wide-open Skyler Bettis, who put the ball on the right side of the net for the first goal, 1-0 Blue Demons.
Yeah, there's a lot of good spacing. The defense was spaced out wide enough, left a seam there for Skyler just to sneak through. There was a nice defensive play by the Albia team right there. Gabe Gravert gobbled up one of their headers. They crossed it over to the middle there.
Well, that's an awfully good start for the Blue Demons tonight. When you jump on top of a state tournament qualifier from a year ago like the Grinnell Tigers, when you jump out 1-0 early, that just kind of sets the tone, says, hey, we can play with these guys and let's go get another one. Nice throw in that time by Cody Wynn. One thing I've learned about the Blue Demons here is that we're plugging people into spots, and we're constantly shifting a little bit around trying to figure out what that right lineup is. We're still preparing for postseason. Every game is a step in the process to get ready for that postseason run, Brad.
Yeah, we got a terrible busy week this week. We play PCM tomorrow night here, and then we go to Ottumwa on Thursday, so it's a busy week for soccer for the Albia squad.
Nice play by Jordan Krall, taking it away in the offensive third for the Blue Demons. Took it away from a
nice through ball.
Grinnell Ethan Tiger.
Gray. Oh, to Skyler. They just was able to close on him there. I thought there might have been almost a handball action there going on, but evidently not.
Well, you and I saw the same play there, but I also saw Skyler Bettis standing about a yard and a half outside.
Yeah, he was offside on the play. I wasn't going to mention that part.
But we'll take that. We'll take the no call on one, and wish we would have got the call on the other one.
Yeah.
There's a play by Krall, put it up into the corner. Unfortunately, plays a little bit too far to the right side, out of play, off the touchline, be a Grinnell Tiger throw-in.
Albie's nursing a couple injuries here. Mason Cox still out with a concussion, and then Cody McCarty last week collided with one of his teammates, Jordan Krall, and broke his nose.
Yeah, Jordan Krall and Cody McCarty came together on a header attempt, and unfortunately for McCarty, it caught him right square on the nose, and it sounds as though it's a pretty nasty break that Cody suffered. Nice ball by Jordan Krall, puts it up into the
called offsides.
Called offsides on, not sure which one we had, Tuttle or Gray. Both of them were aggressive going after the ball, and it took a hop on Jordan, so the kick took just a split second longer to come into fruition for them. So here we go, tuning in one more time. It's 33 minutes left in the first half. The Blue Demons got an early lead on the Grinnell Tigers 1-0 on a Skyler Bettis goal off of a beautiful header assist by Jordan Krall. Ben Baker takes a play at midfield, runs it forward towards Ethan Gray. Good position by the Grinnell Tiger defensive line that time, and stopped the play before it actually got started that time, Brad.
Yeah, just a little mistouch there on the – need a little separation, I think, between a little bit, but hopefully we'll get them moving here.
Aaron Ambrose.
They have a pretty good wall set up back there.
Absolutely, that they do. It's going to be tough. Looks as though Sanchez is working real hard in the middle of the field for Grinnell right now. That was Kenny Clark working hard in the middle of the field for the Grinnell Tigers, trying to take on three Blue Demon defenders. Got a throw in here for Grinnell. Headed out nicely by Jordan Krall right to Ethan Gray. Good defensive pressure that time by Carlos Sanchez coming up from the back line. Sanchez is now starting to make his way a little bit more forward. I think they've got some numbers mixed up because I don't recall that being Carlos Sanchez number 7 here, and on my roster shows Sanchez as number 7. We'll keep calling him who we can call him.
Number
that's
7
Brett
I
Morrison.
Have is, oh, that's varsity. Oh, wait, are you looking at the varsity?
Yep.
I have Brett Morrison.
Brett Morrison.
On this paper.
Well, we've got Brett Morrison is definitely number 7. I've got to switch rosters. Go off of it from that angle. Now Grinnell with one on the far right side. Good defensive play by Shadow Leshen to cut off. It looked as though it was going to be a crossing pass from the far right corner up to the box. And fortunately for the Blue Demons, Mr. Leshen got his foot in the way and kicked that one over the end line. It'll be a goal kick, or excuse me, a corner kick
corner.
For the Grinnell Tigers. Played nicely into the center of the box. Headed wonderfully. That was quite a play by the
yes.
Grinnell Tigers. I'm anxious to see out of the middle of the field. I just didn't see who got his head on the ball, but it was a beautiful corner kick right into the center of the box, headed in. Tremendous effort by the Grinnell Tigers. The Blue Demons had everybody marked, it appeared. It just looked like the taller guy on the jump got to the ball.
Yes, that was a fact.
We're going to send it right back to the studio with about 28 minutes, 31 minutes left in the first half here. We're going to send it back to Scott for a quick timeout.
Let's look at the savings this week for your pantry from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Surefine pork and beans, 16-ounce cans are 39 cents. Sure Fresh English muffins, 12 to a package, are $1.49. Taipei Chinese entrees are 2 for $5. Pillsbury toaster strudels or scrambles are 2 for $4. That's Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Albia.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the broadcast on 96.7 Thunder Country KIIC. Blue Demon soccer team in a war now, Brad. The Grinnell Tigers have come back to take a share of the lead here with the Blue Demons. 1-1 on that last corner kick. Beautiful play by the Tigers. Put that ball in the back of the net on a header off a corner kick.
Yeah, anytime you get set play like that, anything can happen. It's best to try to stay away from those if possible, but you're going to give up a few every now and then in a game.
Wow, lots of contact. Unbelievable contact in the middle of the field. Looked like Mr. Morrison, Brett Morrison, came together, and number 14 for Grinnell, Josiah Opolka, came together and sandwiched Jordan Crawl, and both of them had a tendency to flick their shoulders sideways as they were coming through it.
Might be a little leftover from last year. There were some issues last year between our two teams.
More than a few issues, I think, last year. But
maybe some of them haven't forgotten yet, but hopefully they'll forgive and forget.
You know what, a year ago the Blue Demons played a top five Grinnell Tiger team to a 2-0 loss at the Pella Tulip Time Tournament, and also lost 5-2 in a rematch in Grinnell. But both games were physical and well contested.
Very physical, yes.
Very well contested. Anthony Tuttle giving chase to the ball.
As a matter of fact, the one in Pella is the first time I've ever seen a parent get kicked out of a game. So it was getting a little carried away.
That is an unbelievable memory on your part, because I tuned that clear out. But you are exactly right. Somebody did get booted from the stands.
Yes.
And there was nobody got kicked out on the field.
Yeah, that was amazing. So.
Quite a deal. Boy, you just made me smile about that.
I still remember
one.
That. Everybody was, yeah.
It was pretty crazy. That was a very vocal match in the stands as well. Ethan Gray with a beautiful play.
Just a
plays it up deep to Skylar Bettis.
Yep.
Just a little bit long on the pass, but it was a real nice between the legs pass to himself by Ethan, and then he does a nice through ball up to Skylar, but just a bit long. Ball goes out of play. It'll be a throw in for the Grinnell Tigers.
Now, Grinnell, they're a very well-disciplined team. They move well without the ball, get themselves open. So we got to really play up tonight to really stay in this game. Even though it's only tied right now, we know that a lot of things can go wrong in a hurry.
It is definitely. Grinnell is one of those teams that has bought into the theory of the long ball, and power soccer is not always the right way to go to the net. They have bought into the ball possession and ball control game.
A lot of good diamond. I remember up there last year, they would just diamond pass the ball all the way down the field, kick it off to the side guy because I was sitting over right by him. Then he would cross it to the middle where five guys was racing to the goal, and they didn't make every one of them, but a lot, like I said earlier.
It sure felt like it, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, law of averages was, it pays a lot to work with a soccer ball off seasons.
Absolutely. It's just like any other sport. Oh, that's another beautiful play off of
Gabe
a free kick.
Gabe just got a hand on it to push it aside. It was definitely going in the net if he wouldn't have done it, got his hand out.
Off of the handball call against Cody Wynn, the Tigers from Grinnell put a nice free kick up right at the net. He had
Andy Henderson with a nice ball stop there. The ball was coming across and was
Ethan
able
Gray.
To bring it down.
Nice play by Gray to get it back to Tuttle, who gets it forward to Skylar Bettis, who takes it away back away from the Tigers. Bettis with some excellent effort. Great work there. Gets it to Cody Wynn. Shoots one off the back of a Grinnell defender, and then cleared out by the Tigers finally. That was another nice push by the Blue Demons, but it was one where ball control got us down to the offensive third of the field.
I mean, we're not shabby at controlling the ball, but at a, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Blue Demons definitely have learned an awful lot over the years.
Yes, and that's where fall soccer, I mean, Steve's been involved with that himself for years, where that just pays off, teaching the kids how to do things. And
It's really rewarding from a coach and a parent's perspective when you watch the kids develop from what you would consider to be,
when
the ball's
bigger than them when they started.
And it's all about one when you're on the field. You know, the one with the ball is the guy that's the king at that point. But then later in life, to see these kids develop and grow and mature into guys that can pass the ball into open space and really line things up for their teammates, it's really rewarding and gratifying.
Shot by Wynn. Gray took it down and had a little bit of contact down there and kicked it over to Cody, and he got a shot.
I think
just went high.
One difference I see between this year's squad and last year's squad, Brad, is last year we had the opportunity to put the ball on the net an awful lot. Not always did it go in, but we got a lot of rebound shots. This year's squad right now, we just seem to be a little bit anxious when we take that shot and the ball sails wide or it sails high. And that'll come. You know, I've had several people ask me, you know, how do you fix that? And the thing is, it's hard to fix.
Yeah.
But it's just the kid has to find that inner peace with himself and have the confidence to know that, boy, when I put my foot on it, that ball's going to go at the keeper and he's going to have to make a play.
Yeah, you kick it hard at him and
you know, if I don't know if you've ever stood 10 foot from somebody and had to stop a ball coming at you, you know, about a 80-100 mile an hour.
Typically, that was when the kids were mad at me. Kids were mad at me at practice, and they decided to put one at me.
Yeah. It stings a little bit, don't it?
Yes, it does. It's good to see, though, when the kids finally understand that it's not necessarily that first shot that has to go
right
in the net. It's the positioning on the rebound shot and the opportunity on a loose ball in front of the net. You put that ball on the back of the net every time.
Nice step in there by Ben Baker.
Tyler Solinger giving pursuit. Gabe Gravert does a nice job to come out right at the edge of the box at the 18-yard mark to corral that loose ball. Solinger had it defended nicely. There was no threat from Grinnell's perspective.
Mistake by Grinnell there. Looks like they got a couple guys to help out. Oh,
and there's one where, boy.
Kind of a pinball action there between Ethan and their players.
Just a little harder kick than what Ethan was expecting. Otherwise, he was turning that ball right back around.
Yeah.
Go under the net.
We've got
Cloud stopping the sun.
Yes. Zach Ballmer in the front for the Grinnell. Puts one at the net. Blocked nicely by Solinger and Baker. We've got offside. We've got an offside call against the Grinnell Tigers. We had
Gabe was calling it, but I wasn't sure if the referee was going to call it there for a minute.
Our good friend Eric Lopez on the other side of the field saw
it. He had that flag up.
He got that flag up. Not sure who the call was on the offsides. I can't see that number just yet. Actually, it's number 8. Number 8 is not on the roster.
He is not, is he?
He's not. He's on your...
Kenny Clark.
Kenny Clark is on the... He's on a different roster yet.
This is a roster that the coach gave me when I was doing the announcement. Yeah, I'd say we better go with this one. This is their official. They put X's by kids. I suppose them are the ones who's on
those
the varsity
team.
Those
are the starters. Yep, yeah. Absolutely. All right, so off we go. We've got an official roster that we're going to go with. And from
free,
here out.
Free kick by Grinnell right now.
From here out, if there's a kid that's not on the roster for Grinnell, we're just going to make up a name and use it. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Looks like.
We've got to stop at the clock. Yeah,
what do you say?
You've got to put one on the scoreboard for Grinnell is what the request is.
Okay.
It's kind of tough doing. we kind of got left on our own tonight.
Yep.
Nobody else here to help man the field for the high school. So Brad's offered up his assistance and really stepping to the plate. It's going to be tough to keep everything up.
Attack. Oh, just a little miss.
Nice play. That was a great pass from Ethan Gray, and then Skylar Bettis did a nice job stepping in front of the Grinnell defender when he tried clearing it out. Grinnell now taking the ball back the other way, deflected off of Andy Henderson. It'll be a throw-in for Grinnell. Got some substitutions coming on the field. Looks as though, and I'm going to get this right, looks like Caleb Gray checking into the game for
Skylar
Bettis.
Is he the only one coming in?
That's the only one
I
saw.
Okay, I couldn't tell. The poll's right in front of me here. I'm kind of nervous now. I'm watching the clock and making sure I'm not messing up something.
Well, we'll work our way through it.
Hard to fire a volunteer, but I suppose it could be done.
We've got to find a way to make one of our employers happy tonight,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be interesting. All right, another throw-in by Grinnell, and I'm pretty certain they missed a bad throw-in on that one. He was clear off to the side of his head when he made the throw. Ball deflects out of bounds off of Grinnell, though. Fortunate break for the Blue Demons on the defensive end of the field for us. Solinger with a really nice
throw up to Ethan Gray.
Gray.
Just got past the defender a little bit. See what happens here.
He's got Caleb Gray on the right-hand side. A nice pass brother to brother. Brother here.
There we go.
Another good play by Tuttle there. Nick Moorhead got some nice skills for Grinnell on the back, number 6 here. There's a play to the left wing for the Tigers. Fortunately for the Blue Demons, it rolls across the touchline out of play. Ambrose will take the throw for the Blue Demons. Throws it up to Cody Wynn. Got a missed kick there, and Grinnell turns it back around. That's a good opportunity for the Tigers.
Looks like we might have an issue here.
Took two bad hops for the Blue Demons, Aaron, in just a matter
of
seconds.
Nice back. Okay, Ben Baker stepped in good right there. JV, we had quite a few miss hits, too. I don't know if they cut the grass.
That could be the problem.
You know, it was really tall until today, and then now they've cut it, and I don't know, maybe it's hard getting the timing down on the new hairdo or something.
Kids have been accustomed to the tall grass, so the ball doesn't take as many hops and doesn't roll as fast. So Shadow Leshen clears it out nicely. Unfortunately, it comes right back to a Grinnell Tiger after he does. Be a throw-in for the Tigers after the deflection by the Demons.
Miss kick by Grinnell. Caleb closes in, gets the ball, passes to his
this is what
brother,
we need.
Ethan.
We need two-man game between Ethan and Caleb now, and then we got Jordan Krall trying to come up to try and fill.
Just too many. Dorbenhouse is in the game now, too. He came in for somebody.
Colton checked
Colton,
in.
Yeah.
Yep. The Tigers run one up into the front half of the field, headed by Solinger, and now it's a battle for the ball. Solinger gets another head on it, brings it out to Baker, who plays it up, and Cody Wynn, boy, he's lucky he didn't get a free kick called against him on that one.
There we go,
cleared out by Shadow Leshen. Ethan Gray, great effort, comes around, flicks the ball past the Grinnell defender. He's running down the left-hand side. He's got brother Caleb on the right. He plays it over to him. Grinnell goalkeeper mishandles the ball, gives it a corner kick to the Blue Demons. That was an excellent thought by Ethan Gray to get the ball up to Caleb, because you knew there was a tough angle for the keeper to come out and get that ball if he doesn't get to it.
Caleb may not have thought it was coming because he didn't think his brother would pass to him.
Hard to get him. You had a little sibling rivalry there?
No, they get along good on the field, just at home.
I was going to say, they seem to have a little extra step on them right now. They both seem to be energetic on the front line here.
Yeah.
It's nice to see when they make those passes to each other.
Okay, thank you. Did you stop a clock on a corner?
No, they called they must have called a injury timeout. We're going to send it back to the studio real quick during this little confusion of time for the game here. A little injury timeout. We're going to send it back to Scott.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, 2 blocks east of Knoxville Square.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Looks like we should have a free kick coming as Jordan Krall gets rolled over as he's going for a loose ball. There was absolutely no effort there from the Grinnell Tiger on that play towards the ball, so it's kind of surprising to me that he didn't get a yellow card.
Yeah, and he acted like who, me?
Yeah, he turned
he
around.
He had that who, me look.
He had that innocent look about him.
Yeah.
All right, so we're back here. We've got live action at the Albia Soccer Complex. Albia Blue Demons are hosting the Grinnell Tigers. Albia comes in at 4-7. The Grinnell is at 7-6-1. We have a tie score at 1-1. A goal, early goal by Skylar Bettis, assisted by Jordan Krall, was offset by a beautiful corner kick, equally as impressive play as Krall and Bettis, to put the game tie.
Out of bounds there. That number 6 had a nice run on it. That was Nick Moorhead, a junior. He just one bad touch, ball rolled out on him. But he was passing by people like they were standing still.
Yeah, Moorhead looks like he's got just a little bit of speed on those legs, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Zach Bomber with the play into the middle of the field. I'm not sure what this call is to bring it back. Did they make a call early on that we needed a little free kick from the Blue Demons? We must have had a trip or something against against Grinnell, is the call.
These guys a little bit here.
Yeah, that it is.
We've got a helper up in the booth now.
Yeah, Craig Ambrose makes his appearance.
Such a bad job on the clock keeping track, so we enlisted Craig to come up and bail me out here.
I'll tell you what, any help we can get tonight is much appreciated. We've got another opportunity here. The Blue Demons made a charge at the net. Grinnell's keeper with a nice play comes out, corrals the ball. He sends it back to the midfield. Headed back to Ethan Gray, over to Caleb Gray. Passes it off to the right wing for Anthony Tuttle.
There's
he plays
nice
it forward
to
Jordan Krall in the box. He's got it away from the defender. Nice play, nice recovery by the Grinnell Tiger defender to sweep that away from Jordan just as he was getting ready to strike at the net. We've got a corner kick here for the Blue Demons. Ethan Gray comes up from the left side of the field to the right. He's going to take this. We've got Jordan Krall set in the box. He's the only player up front. We have three back on the 18. Played in to Krall into the middle of the box. Played out nicely by Grinnell. We'll take a throw in again for the Blue Demons. Good play. It was one where faked the clear out, I was thinking. But then they actually did play it to Krall, who had a one-on-one situation in the box, just a little bit off on the handle. Nice play by Caleb Gray on the deflection. Plays it to the left corner.
He's aiming for Jordan's head, and the defender just stepped right in.
They've got a big boy defending Jordan everywhere he goes, it looks like to me. They're trying to stop him. Nice run
nice
by Grinnell.
Stop by Ben Baker. Stepped right in on that. Grinnell had the advantage there. Momentum was heading their way, and he was able to kick that out of bounds.
Yep, that mysterious number 8, Kenny Clark, made a run. I had to look at the correct roster again. He was making a nice run, but Ben Baker did a good job stepping in and clears the ball out. Grinnell with a couple of substitutions. They'll have a throw in from the far side of the field in the offensive third of the field. Throws it. That's a beautiful throw from that boy. It comes from the side of the head, but does he have some smoke on it. He threw it into the box, headed off to the side. We've got Grinnell playing in the left front corner. Miss kick by the Blue Demon sets it right up for Zach Bomer again.
Got to get that out. There we go. Nice job by Tyler Solinger clearing that out to the left side.
I apologize for the awkward moments of silence, but every time that ball drops loose inside of the box like that, I just kind of gasp and think we've got to get to it. The Blue Demons are doing a good job. We've got another stoppage of the clock here. We're going to get a card issued. We're going to send it back to the studio real quick just another brief timeout.
Who's getting the card?
So he'll serve his punishment by getting 10 minutes on the bench. He got the yellow card that time, Brad, for raking the leg on his way through, and the referee's judgment said that there was no attempt at the ball. He was just coming after the player to clear it out. Now we've got a free kick just outside of the arc on the 18. What's that make it, about a 22-yard kick from here?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a free kick. I think he called it as a direct kick. So it's going to be, he can put it right in the net if he chooses to, but the Blue Demons are building a wall. And watch for the guys from Grinnell coming off of this left wing. They're trying to do a lot of jockeying around. They're going to come off the left wing, and I think they're going to play it across the net to the backside. Here he is, takes the kick. Bomer takes the kick, lifts it. He tried for the net, and he got it about a foot high. He lobbed it trying to go over top of Grabert's head. Fortunately for the Blue Demons, it was just a little high and a little long. So the Blue Demons will have a goal kick coming back out. Solinger clears it up, and again, his usual 50-yard kick with up to the midfield stripe. Nice play. Ethan Gray with a beautiful steal and gets it away from the Grinnell Tigers. And now we'll have a goal kick coming back out. Ethan Gray made an attempt to steal it back and pushes it across the end line. Another good push for the Blue Demons. When we get the opportunities, we just have to figure out that way to score, Brad.
Yeah. It's got to make it happen somehow.
Yeah. Now, give Grinnell their credit. They have a very stout defensive line back here. They're not letting a whole lot of action go in our favor.
Yeah, they're all pretty quick. Got a lot of speed.
Goal kick from... we got another favorable
advantage
call there.
Advantage Albia on the call there.
Yep. Number 23 is Wolfgang Struvers for Grinnell. He takes Jordan Crawl down, so we have another free kick for the Blue Demons about 40 yards away from the net. This would be a perfect opportunity to run one long and make that keeper make a decision because that sun is bearing down. He's got his hand right in front of his eyes. Now, if Jordan Crawl or Ethan or Caleb have the presence of mind to make that effort to run with him as soon as the ball's hit, it's going to be a tough play. And we had it right there. That was one where the keeper couldn't really see the ball. It was a good play by the Blue Demons, just about a half a step long. But the Grinnell keeper hesitated because he couldn't read the ball coming at him. So that's one where we've got to make that read a little more frequently and make that a tough play for the keeper to come out. Throw in for Grinnell after the action there. Brings it back across field. Looks like Zach Bomber plays it over. Caleb Gray intercepts the pass, plays it back out to the wing to Anthony Tuttle. It's cleared out by Seth Sines from Grinnell. So it'll be a throw-in for the Blue Demons. Aaron Ambrose takes the throw, throws it back to Tyler Solinger, who plays it forward to Tuttle, goes over Tuttle's head, plays it to Caleb Gray then. Caleb with a nice juke around the Grinnell defenders. Nice ball up and over by Jordan Crawl. It's in the box in front of the keeper, headed by a Grinnell defender, headed again by Ethan Gray. Unfortunately for Ethan, his shot was not quite strong enough on the line. A little more of an arc to it, so the Grinnell keeper comes out and makes the play. Nice header by Grinnell. Plays it down to the goalie. Gabe Grabert now right at the 18, dancing around, trying to figure out where the open man's going to be, and he plays it to Ethan Gray. Back to Tuttle. Tuttle plays it forward to Crawl, between Crawl's legs, just a little bit of a mistouch there. Caleb Gray comes after it, aggressive play by the freshman Gray. Steps at the ball, fortunately for him. Oh, that was a tremendous save by Zach Bomber from Grinnell. That ball was heading out of bounds, and he did like a half bicycle kick to bring it right back into play for his teammates. Great header by Grinnell. Ambrose giving chase. There should be a call on that play. Lots of contact with the arm extended by Grinnell. Knocks Ambrose to the ground. No call by the official. Zach Bomber kicks one at the net, and it goes wide right. There was some action on the play there, Brad, that I say there should have been a call on, but yeah. The angle that both officials, the AR on the side and the center official, there's no way they could see that. It was very strategic by the Grinnell player. He knew where the referees were positioned.
Yep. They're pretty smart.
Wasn't a malicious play. Let me make that very clear, too. It was just one where he created space by pushing his arm forward and played Ambrose right off the ball.
Skylar Bettis re-enters the game.
Goal kick is brought up to Ethan Gray. Gray plays it up forward. He takes nice hesitation, nice little stutter step there by Gray. Plays it to Skylar Bettis, who plays it into the middle.
What happened there? Offside?
I am uncertain what that call is. I am completely confused by this call. We're bringing it clear back out. They must have declared that ball came out of play on the touchline. And they're going to give a throw in to Grinnell. Huh. That is what it is. I sure didn't see the AR waving his flag telling him that it was out of play. At any rate, Blue Demons defended the throw in nicely, deflected out of play. The Tigers now back with another throw in. Shadow Leshen with a nice deflection right to Colton Dorpinghouse. Over the touchline again, it'll be a throw in for Grinnell. Dorpinghouse deflects it out again. Another freshman on the field. We playing a lot of underclassmen tonight, Brad.
Yeah, it's probably, what, a couple, three, four guys getting some time today?
Yeah, for sure. They've got Bettis on the field.
There
should be another call. Yep, we'll get another call.
That call.
Jordan goes down with a knee to the thigh.
He's been down three or four times tonight. That's uncharacteristic.
Yes, it is. Jordan, it takes a lot
usually
to get Jordan to the
ground. Usually he's the one standing at most of those confrontations.
Yes, he is.
I Josiah think he's taking some acting lessons there.
he might have learned a little something from
drama
from
class.
Previous members of the team or something. Yeah. You never know. So we've got Tyler Solinger taking the free kick from just inside the arc at the midfield stripe. We've got Jordan Crawl. Came up a little soft on the kick, but Crawl tracks it down, puts it at the net, one hops it to the keeper. Grinnell now playing it out. We have 9:20 left in the first half. The score is still tied. Skylar Bettis' goal made it 1-0, and then Grinnell put one in off of a corner kick to tie it at 1-1. Since then, it's been a good back-and-forth action-packed game. Dorpinghouse to Crawl, back out to Dorpinghouse. Nice little give-and-go game there. Back to Crawl. Lets it go through. Goes to Ethan Gray. Ethan Gray lifts one, going towards Crawl in the box. Just about a step and a half long, and the goalkeeper comes out and gets it for Grinnell.
That's a nice play by the keeper to come out on that.
It was. That was one where he could have had an awful lot of indecision, what was right, what was wrong. But he came out and made that step quick and made the decision. Ball played down to the 18 on our defensive half. Tuttle plays it forward to Ethan Gray, who plays it to Bettis. Bettis turns to let it go by. Grinnell tracks it down back played back to Tuttle, who plays it at the net. The keeper makes an outstanding play, punches the ball out. Now there's a lot of activity. Ethan Gray, Jordan Crawl. There were 10 different players. You just couldn't keep up with the action as to who was
everywhere.
At it.
Yep.
There's a slip by Shadow Leshen, but he stays up. Comes back, gets the ball, clears it out to Dorpinghouse on the left wing. Dorpinghouse now outruns the Grinnell defender, deflects the ball to Jordan Crawl. Nice little deke, plays it to Skylar Bettis, deflected by Grinnell. Back out to Ambrose at midfield stripe. Andy Henderson to Bettis. Bettis plays it towards the middle of the field, headed out by Grinnell. Play's getting a little hectic right at this moment.
It's really, there's like, I suppose, 15 kids all within about a, I don't know, 60-foot circle there. We're all just kind of in a scrum, and no matter where the ball went,
Yeah, and then we end up with a call where Ambrose gets called when a player jumps for the ball, comes down, lands on Aaron's back, and they call Aaron for undercutting him, which he probably the right call in that instance because Aaron was kind of working on positioning. Yep, absolutely. There's a free kick by Grinnell downfield to the offensive side.
Had another call.
Looks like we must have had they must have called that one as a hold on Albia because there was no action at the ball. So they must have impeded progress towards the ball. So now they've got Grinnell has a free kick about 35 yards away from the net. And Tyler Solinger comes up to make the player kick around. That's a great lead. That was an incredible play by both people, the kicker and the scorer on that one. One that was just led perfectly, kicked it into space, kicked it into the open space in the net, and then headed. Terrific header by Christian Graham, a freshman for Grinnell, knocks that one in the net. So that puts the score at 2-1 in favor of Grinnell with 6:34 left in the first half. We're going to send it back for a brief timeout and get some words from our valuable sponsors.
The story you're about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent. It was last Tuesday, hot, steamy afternoon. We got a call to the west end of Oskaloosa. Scene of the crime? Modern floor covering. My partner had just driven over my big toe. My name, Sergeant Friday. Partner, investigating the claim by Mr. Fuddle, who discovered that Modern Floor was offering free stuff. That's right, you do get free pad on all in-stock residential carpet and free foam underlayment with any in-stock laminate purchase. Incredible. They are the largest floor covering store in South Central Iowa. Modern Floor Covering. Just the facts.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to tonight's broadcast of the Albia Blue Demons soccer match against the Grinnell Tigers. While we were away, Brad, a little bit of flurry of activity right after the goal. Grinnell comes back down, sends one towards the net. Player gets launched up in the air, and Tyler Solinger runs underneath of him, takes him out, gets a yellow card. So now we have Solinger and Wynn, two vital pieces of our defense and midfield on the bench with yellow cards. Wynn should be about set to come back in if he's not ready to come back in. But it definitely makes us even more shorthanded than what we were to begin the game.
Yeah, that was just another situation where I feel that the referee maybe couldn't see clearly the Grinnell player purposely jumped up after the ball and just was out of control. And he just, it wasn't a good call in my opinion.
Sure looked as though the Grinnell player created the contact. And
yes.
Like you say, he
running
was out
in
of
from
control.
The side, full blast, jumping. And
5:45 left in the first half here. The Blue Demons have put up a valiant effort in the first half. We just have come up short on a couple of great offensive opportunities. Defensively, we played a very strong match. Just a couple of breakdowns have allowed allowed Grinnell to put the ball in the back of the net twice on us. Ball spread to the left side to Seth Sines, a sophomore. Grinnell, again, really young, just like the Blue Demons. Both squads are trying to find their roles for each player at this
Aaron
point.
Aaron Ambrose
in the season.
Able to gobble that up. Kicks her up nice to Skylar Bettis. Got a little run here. Oh, nice defensive play.
Yeah, Jordan Beck makes a nice slide at the ball and clears it clear out of bounds. It took it right away from Skylar Bettis.
Nice little slide tackle on the ball.
Yep, excellent run by Skylar Bettis, though. There's one where Ambrose played the ball up perfectly to him on the sideline, and lots of opportunity for movement of the Blue Demons.
If you're correct, Cody Wynn just checked back in.
Tuttle throws the ball towards Crawl, a little soft on the throw. Aaron Ambrose playing a great game, plays it up beautifully to Ethan Gray, who plays it to the right corner up to Bettis. Bettis giving chase, just not quite enough space for him to run it down. It's over the end line. It'll be a goal kick for the Grinnell Tigers.
About 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Albia now down 2-1.
That ball control that Grinnell is known for, they definitely buy into that philosophy, and it's helped them a lot setting up teammates today. Both goals assisted off of headers, and one a free kick, one a corner kick. There's a goal kick out. Zach Bomber plays it. Crawl giving chase. little deke by Bomber, got to crawl up in the air, moves him around. Shadow Leshen was in the right place as Bomber tried to take one to the far right corner, try and set up an offensive threat. Ethan Gray plays it up, cleared out of bounds by, no, not out of bounds, I'm sorry. Comes back in, Andy Henderson giving battle towards the ball.
Over there.
We got a call against Andy Henderson as he came through with the foot after the kick at the ball and raked him across the shin. So it'll be a free kick for the Tigers coming back to, they're back about a third of the way back from midfield. Tigers are lots of movement, lots of misdirection on that front line trying to give the Blue Demons fits defensively. Cleared out by Shadow Leshen with a nice run. He's going to take it to the left. He takes it to the center of the field to Jordan Krall, but it's taken away by Grinnell. Carlos Sanchez clears that out, I believe. I'm going to take that back. Nick Moorhead was the player. Ben Baker plays it back to Ambrose, who kicks it forward to the midfield stripe.
There's Ben.
Ben with another deflection. Moorhead played it forward. Cleared out. Cody Wynn making his presence felt. Taps one to the left side to Shadow Leshen. A little bit of a mistouch on that ball by Leshen. Grinnell clears it back down. They played it into the far right corner. Crossed back. Brought into the middle of the field. Just over the end line. Gabe Gravert was there.
About 2.5 minutes left in the first half.
Be a goal kick coming up for the Blue Demons with Solinger on the sideline with his yellow card. We've got Cody Wynn taking this one. Let's see if he's as effective. Nice kick right to the midfield stripe. Headed by Grinnell. Out of play. It'll be a Blue Demon throw-in, and there's Andy Henderson coming forward. He throws it in. Jordan Krall is there. Yeah, I was waiting for that call. Right in front of the Grinnell bench. There was no way that bad throw was going to get away with. Andy Henderson didn't come all the way back over his head and did not follow through on it. So just an unfortunate break for the Blue Demons. It was a soft throw. Jordan was pretty close, so you needed to lighten up your throw, but you still have to have the proper technique. Otherwise, they'll bring it back and make a call on you for a bad throw-in. Another throw this time for the Blue Demons. Cody Wynn up to Gray. Gray chests the ball right to his feet, plays it towards the middle of the field, tried to split two Grinnell defenders. Gets intercepted, but Gray then, with great shielding positioning on the ball, comes back to win it, deflected. Unbelievable play, actually. Very athletic play by the Tigers. We have three players hit the ground and no call on that. Same exact type of play. That was an excellent slide tackle by Jordan Beckbacker.
That's his signature move, I think. That's the second or third time we've seen him do that.
He's done a very good job with that, that's for sure. There we go. Good decision by Tuttle to let that roll out of play so we could get a throw, but then he throws it right into a passing lane that was defended. Leshen heads the ball back. Ben Baker taken away by Zach Bomber. Cleared out by Andy Henderson finally. Out of play, though. Throw in for the Tigers. Final 30 seconds of the first half. Blue Demons still trail 2-1. Three beautiful goals tonight, though. Lots of nice offense was set up and scoring opportunities. Bettis to Krall were right at midfield. Wynn tries to find Ethan Gray, but it's deflected and cleared out by Grinnell. Played forward. As the half is coming to a close with the final 15 seconds here, Grinnell's making one last push on the far right corner. Zach Bomber takes a little bit of a fall and then lays on the ground and complains that he was pushed. I'm not so sure that he wants to go one on two every time that he touches the ball and expect a call. First half comes to a close here on Thunder Country KIIC 96.7. We'll send it back to the studio. We'll be back after a brief timeout with Blue Demons trailing Grinnell 2-1.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
It's time for the Polaris XP sales event. Sportsman XP, Ranger XP, RZR XP. Three extreme machines, one extreme event. Get huge rebates and great financing right now during the Polaris XP sales event. Hurry into CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton for rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99% on select models from the world's best-selling power sports lineup. You heard right. Financing as low as 3.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on legendary Sportsman, Powerful Ranger, and razor sharp RZRs. Deals this extreme won't last long. Hurry into CNC Cycle in Sheraton before April 30th for huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event. Visit CNC Cycle on the web at cc-cycle.com. CNC Cycle in Sheraton, they're a good deal better. Offer ends April 30th. Rebates vary by financing and rates based on credit. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Albia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seating. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Albia Soccer Complex, where the Blue Demons are hosting the Grinnell Tigers tonight. Brad, the first half was started off strong for the Blue Demons. We got a great play from Jordan Crawl with a header up front to Skyler Bettis. Got a goal, so an assist by Crawl and a goal by Bettis, followed by two terrific plays by Grinnell right after that to make the score 2-1 here at the half.
Yeah, they got their scoring on two free plays, shall we say. One was a corner and one was a free kick, and they took advantage of it, if I'm not mistaken. And then, but Albia, for the most part, has stayed with them in a lot of different ways and really played on them. It's just them free kicks, somebody slips away, and that's how it happens sometimes.
You know, that's exactly how it happens. And the Blue Demons, like both of these teams are feeling their way through a season where they lost a lot from the previous year. The Blue Demons, obviously, we all know locally here, we know what the program had last year with the eight seniors that really put a lot of time into the soccer matches. And Grinnell, same thing. Everywhere we went as a team last year, we saw Grinnell.
Yeah.
And that included County Sports Complex up in Des Moines. And they played in the first round. And shocking loss for them, 2-0 in the first round. Shocking loss for the Blue Demons, 2-0 in the first round. But we're back here. Both teams are trying to feel their way through. And they both have very good talent coming in. And they're trying to fill those voids.
Albia can hold their head up. They've really stayed with them. I mean, Grinnell's a little larger town. That's not making any excuses, but they've always had a good heritage of soccer also, and their style of play is a little different than ours. They come from probably more of a more ball control background, which we'd like to get to.
A little more of a European style of play.
More of European diamond play and stuff, where you can maybe break that back line down a little bit just by getting space, creating open spaces, you know, by good passing, you know. So we've stayed with them pretty good. Other than the set plays.
I think my boy Derek would probably fess up just like anybody else. Last year they ran us ragged with that diamond passing game. They just wore us out. And it was, both of them were good matches. But tonight, again, you see signs where Grinnell's going to get back to that same style of play.
They're wanting to head that way,
Absolutely. And I think the Blue Demons, with all of our youth, we're set up for a great future as well. We're going to see that same style of play.
We're starting to see a lot more. And especially the fall league, people coming out and just learning more. And I think them fundamentals, you know, being taught at the younger ages, seeing how important it is.
The more people learn about the game, the more easy it is to get the kids to fall in line with what you're trying to teach. So we're going to send it back to Scott after that brief recap. Again, Blue Demons trail 2-1. You're listening to Albia Soccer on Thunder Country KIIC 96.7.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 Oskaloosa is proud to introduce the True Tandem 330 Turbo, the only vertical tillage tool today that can also level soil, and at speeds of up to 10 miles per hour. The exclusive patented low concavity Case IH turbo blade design moves soil up, out, and over. Unlike other straight-on coulters or tines, the 330 Turbo will slice through tough BT residue in one pass, delivering a seedbed with outstanding stocks, wheel tracks, and frustration. Talk to Titan Machinery about the Case IH True Tandem 330 Turbo.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Everyone wants a bargain, and John Deere and Barker Implement has a bargain to encourage you to do something you should be doing anyway. After you finish planting, don't put your planter away. at least not before you make sure it's been properly inspected. And by allowing Barker Implement to complete the inspection, you're not only guaranteed John Deere parts and John Deere quality, but you'll also receive a free tractor inspection for each and every planter inspection you purchase. Learn more at ebarkers.com. Powered by Green, driven by Bayous.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to the Albia soccer field, where the Blue Demons currently trail at the half 2-1 to a very talented Grinnell Tiger team. Blue Demons have played extremely well in the first half, Brad. We've missed a couple of golden opportunities up front. Once we get those figured out, I think this soccer team is going to be pretty dangerous. And depending on the seeding going down the stretch, all these games are very important.
Yes.
To get us seeded properly in that postseason. And once we get that game figured out, we're going to be pretty dangerous, I think, postseason time. We're playing minus a lot of people. Datweiler's not here tonight.
Ethan's not here yet.
Must be track. Cody McCarty's nursing an injury, and we've got several players sitting. Now we've got Grinnell has possession of the ball here in the second half. Ethan Gray with a nice takeaway. Just worked his way right in.
Just too many people in the middle there.
He took the ball right away from Josiah Opolka real quick, though, and unfortunately the rest of his team was still left behind. They were retreating to mark up and play defense, while Ethan was thinking, why do we need to play defense that far back?
Yeah, good offense
up
is
here.
Better than a
absolutely. Shadow Leshen with a nice step in, deflects the ball up front. Good ball control. I'd really like to see Shadow Leshen out there on the field. He makes things happen. He's kind of energetic out there.
Yep.
Good ball by Grinnell taking it upfield. Caleb Gray in the back playing a little defender, sweeper type of position, I would assume he's playing tonight.
He went in for Tyler while he's serving his penalty time.
Ball played to the corner. Nice break for the Blue Demons there. Completely missed on the pass reception, if you will. Lets the ball go over the end line to be a goal kick coming out for the Blue Demons. Gravert tees it up for Cody Wynn. Wynn brings the ball out. Not really missing a step with Solinger on the sideline with Wynn taking those corner kicks. He got it right to the midfield stripe. He had a nice strike on the ball there to get it to the midfield stripe.
Boy,
that one's kind of a tough call for Jordan Krall. He just came in, did a nice job taking the ball. I'm pretty certain that the ball was played first by Krall, but he raked the feet on the way through. And the referee decides it's a free kick for the Tigers coming back at us right at just about 8 inches off of the midfield stripe. Played up to the left corner. Two Tigers trying to run it down. They give chase. Save it. Play it back in. Headed out by Ambrose to Tuttle.
Ball carrying around like a pinball in there. We got to get that out of there. A lot of bad things can happen with the ball rolling around in front of the goalie. Oh, Gabe swallowed it out there.
Yep, a lot of things
could happen. He was able to get a shot on goal, but it was just a little soft bounding ball.
That was you nailed it. A lot of bad things could happen when that ball floats around in the box. We've got a card coming. Jordan Krall gets raked from behind. It was very very obvious that was one that was not a play on the ball directly at the time. He may have thought he was going to get a play at the ball. However, he got all legs on both sides.
I think he's upset. I think he felt he was innocent.
Definitely guilty as charged from my vantage point, because he was a step and a half behind Jordan Krall when he struck at the ball. And quite possibly, according to the rule book, that very easily could have been even more than that, because there was no attempt whatsoever to take the ball. We've got Cody Wynn lining up to take the free kick. Again, we're within a couple of feet of the midfield stripe. Cody Wynn's going to take this kick. Look at Andy Henderson making the run into the open space. Unfortunately, the ball didn't get to him. Deflected nicely by the Grinnell Tigers. Caleb Gray comes up. Oh, I'm sorry. Ben Baker comes up and makes a play on the ball. Jordan Krall chests it back. Intercepted by Grinnell. That's Caleb Gray. Makes a deflection up. Baker plays it out to Henderson. Henderson towards Wynn. Doesn't quite get to it. Deflected nicely to Krall. Krall goes to Bettis about a step long. Cleared out nicely by Jordan Beck. It'll be a throw in for the Blue Demons here.
Heat fatigue's not setting in the nice and chilly here at the ball.
It's a nice and beautiful night at the ballpark. Caleb Gray plays the ball into the middle of the field right to Jordan Crawl. Great play. He
up over crawled, to Bettis.
Crawl with a little lob pass up to Skyler Bettis, and he gets taken out. No call. Must have been a little slip on the grass there, according to the referee. Played out by Grinnell. We're right back at the midfield stripe. Baker giving chase. Doesn't quite get to it. Leshen, however, is back there to clear that ball out. A little long for Henderson. Ball goes out of play. It'll be a throw in for the Tigers here. 36 minutes left in the second half with the Blue Demons trailing 2-1. Two nice set plays off of a free kick and off of a corner kick cost the Blue Demons a one-goal deficit here. Play is on the Blue Demon offensive end of the field, but the Tigers possess the ball. They cross midfield. Great little pass into space, deflected by Caleb Gray. Headed down to Crawl, back to Ben Baker, off to the right wing towards Ethan Gray. Gray gives chase, not quite to it. Back to Andy Henderson. Henderson clears the ball out of play. Be a throw in for Grinnell.
Ooh, missed touch two times.
Twice they get away with it. Yeah, and then Caleb finally says, let's go. Get it out of here. Jordan Crawl up.
There's a nice pass up to Ethan. Just missed touch there.
A little hard on that first touch. Got it a little too far out in front of him. Great step over.
Pass.
Great job by Ethan. If you send it to the right wing, kid, and you're in good shape. Just intercepted by Grinnell as it gets there. Tuttle back over to Crawl.
Ooh, hit the referee.
Flex one off the referee. That might be a payback for one of those calls earlier. I think Jordan's probably giggling right now, saying, I didn't mean to do it. Really Shadow Leshen does a nice job giving chase. Knocks the ball out of play. Throw in. Zach Bomber going to take the throw in for Grinnell. Blue Demons have everybody marked up wonderfully. That it's now a game of will they move. Fortunately for the Blue Demons, Aaron Ambrose and the defensive line back there, Shadow Leshen and the boys marked up nicely, and we'll get a throw in off the deflection.
Cody Wynn's taking the throw in. Throws it over to Jordan. It's back in the back.
Crawl to Wynn. Oh, intercepted by Zach Bomber. No call on that contact. We've got a throw in for
Looks like
Grinnell.
Tyler Solinger served his time. He's getting ready to check back in.
He is now ready to roll again. That'll only help our chances. Grinnell with the throw. Throw towards the middle of the field. Ethan Gregg doing a nice job with pursuit. Ben Baker clears it up, goes to Bettis on the right side. Bettis with tap and touch control on it. Goes now. He's going to Gray in the middle. A little bit behind Gray off to the left side. Played back out by Grinnell. Nice header by Zach Bomer. Shadow Leshen does a nice job retreating and clearing that ball out. That was a terrific header forward by...
Yeah, really clever, 20 yards or so?
It was unbelievable, actually. He did a nice job getting his head turned around on the ball and flicking backwards with it and driving that ball into the corner. Be a throw in for the Grinnell Tigers here. Blue Demon defense is marked up. Henderson and Leshen win. Caleb Gray, nice deflection. Good challenge by Caleb Gray. Knocks that ball back out of play. One thing we're noticing, Brad, is those freshmen are getting a little bit more playing time each game as the season goes along, building that confidence and learning the game. It is a very difficult task for a freshman to come in and play varsity ball in any sport. I don't care what sport you're talking about. Ball's deflected out of play, headed by Grinnell. Be a goal kick for the Blue Demons. Now we've got Solinger back in. But is he going to take the... Whoa! Cody Wynn gets a little anxious trying to take that goal kick.
Ethan out, take a little break. Caleb, his brother's coming up, take his spot.
Play hadn't started yet, so we need to bring that one back and let Solinger take that play. So we have Caleb Gray and Skyler Bettis, a freshman and sophomore on the front line. We've got Jordan Crawl, Andy Henderson, Cody Wynn, Anthony Tuttle, juniors and seniors in the midfield. Ben Baker, Aaron Ambrose, Shadow Leshen and Solinger, the senior, anchoring the defense right now with Gabe Gravert in the net.
I suppose the dew's falling now. It's getting a little slicker out there, looks like.
A little bit.
Traction issues.
A little bit of footing issues here and there. Jordan Crawl runs one forward to Skyler Bettis on the right side. Bettis plays it back out towards Henderson. The ball just seemed to die once it hit that grass, cleared it out. It was a great look for the Blue Demons had we got it. Another misstep by the Grinnell Tigers. Allows the Blue Demons to clear it out. Zach Bomer in the middle of the field for Grinnell. played nicely by Tuttle back to the middle of the field for Cody Wynn. Wynn up front towards Bettis.
Got to come to the ball a little harder.
Yep, Bettis didn't quite get to it before the defender. And then Tuttle knocks the ball out of play. So it'll be a throw in for the Blue Demons, or for the Tigers, I'm sorry, off of the Blue Demon touch. Got Aaron Ambrose, makes chase on the ball, plays it up to Tuttle, who heads it to Wynn. Touch pass right back to Crawl. And plays it forward. Ethan or Caleb Gray breaks through. Skyler Bettis comes out of the scrum with the ball. Cleared out nicely by.
That was so close.
Real good run for the Blue Demons, just not to be. Oh, my. And then that quick. Reminiscent of some games last year for the Blue Demons. That quick, the ball goes from one end of the field to the other end. This year, however, it was Grinnell doing it to us.
And fortunately, the ball was wide by about 4 inches, if that.
Gabe Gravert laid out as much as he could possibly lay out. And fortunately, he didn't deflect it, and it was just wide anyhow. Headed out nicely by Grinnell. That ball's going to go out of play. Be a throw in for the Blue Demons. Solinger with the throw. A little bit errant on that throw, and it comes right back at him, and he heads it out of play. It'd be a throw in for Grinnell.
Grinnell has a lot of good footwork here tonight with some of these bounces, the way they approach the ball. They've tell they've done a lot of different things in practice.
There's no doubt about it. They, no matter how that ball hops or deflects, they seem to get a good square foot on it. That ball caroms through traffic up through the Blue Demon defense right back to Gabe Gravert. Absolutely no harm on the play. Oops. Gravert was quite a ways away from the net when he went out and corralled it. Skyler Bettis makes a great effort to try and save the ball and keep it in, but unfortunately he strikes on it right after it crosses the line. Just under 30 minutes left in the second half here. We're going to send it back to Scott for a brief timeout and sneak in some words from our sponsors.
Mick Furniture in Albia is your hometown family-owned furniture store that is your local authorized Whirlpool dealer. Replace your washer or dryer, check out the full line of Whirlpool washers and dryers at Mick Furniture. If you're looking for a traditional top-load machine, Whirlpool now has the H2 low-wash system that automatically senses the size of each load and uses less water to deliver better cleaning performance and gentleness. The H2 low Whirlpool washer with the EcoBoost option uses up 74% less water and 77% less energy. Now that is a cost savings you can take to the bank.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to tonight's broadcast on Thunder Country KIIC 96.7. Tonight's match is between the Albia Blue Demons and the Grinnell Tigers. While we were away, Brad, not much as far as meaningful activity, but a lot of back and forth action, just the same as what it's been the whole second half.
Yeah, the ball was just kind of carrying back and forth a little bit. Nothing really, no attacks. Although right now it's starting to get a little physical out there. They're really pushing. Yeah, both teams are wanting to make something happen, even though Grinnell does hold a small lead, 2-1. But that could turn around at any time.
Definitely could. Skyler Bettis giving chase in the front half of the field, trying to get a deflection on a ball and trying to turn things around in a hurry. The Blue Demons have played very good soccer, very aggressive. We just had a couple of opportunities. The chances to shoot on the net have not been often. We made good on one. We've missed a couple other good opportunities.
Yeah, their back line has been pretty good about really keeping somebody between the offensive person and the goal. They're very smart. They don't get out of position too bad.
They do a great job rolling a defender around underneath of one that's attacking the ball just to make sure that there's no additional passing angle that's created by a defensive player moving. They're very well skilled, very well coached also as a unit. They understand the game and know where it needs to go.
There's a nice ball by Solinger up into the...
Caleb Gray giving chase and just about a foot out of his reach before the keeper could get to it. So it looks as though Grinnell's going to run a couple more subs in. Brad, they've done a nice job on the Grinnell side. There's three guys up on the line now.
Yeah.
Done a great job rotating, keeping fresh legs.
There's a harmless shot on goal right there. Just kind of rolls into Gabe's hands.
Zach Bromer took a shot at the net, but he was 30 yards out, and he had it on the ground, so it was really, I think he must have been hoping for a an unfortunate bounce to get it away from Gabe.
I think we're making a mistake tonight by not attacking on the sides. We're trying to take it right down into the teeth of their defense too much. And, you know, there's no passing lanes when you got four or five guys right in the middle of the field.
That's exactly right. It's like the majority of the focus right now is on Jordan Crawl in the center of the field, trying to get him the ball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, typically good things happen when Mr. Crawl touches the ball, but you've got to spread those wings out a little bit and reach to the sides of the field an awful lot to get that defense to quit.
Yeah, they're too clustered there. It'd take quite a stroke of luck to be able to break that seam.
Yep.
And we're just not seeing that, evidently.
Again, we did the same thing right to the middle of the field, trying to get a two crawl, and right to three guys. It's not difficult to read what the Blue Demons are trying to accomplish right now. I'm not saying that it won't work, but it's just you got to shift it up once in a while,
yeah.
And you got to run different angles at them and run that ball from different directions. Best thing that could happen right now is, in my eyes, is for Caleb Gray, who, well, let's rephrase that. Caleb Gray's coming out of the lineup to be replaced by Ethan Gray. Anthony Tuttle also checks back into the lineup. But I think the best thing that could happen right now, the way I look at it, the way I like to watch this game played, is I'd like to see him get one to Andy Henderson over here on the left side, the close side to us. Get it, then Andy could run one into the corner for Ethan, and then Ethan would slide it right back to the outside to Skylar Bettis and take these guys off guard, because
yeah.
We haven't played the corners at all today.
We don't do it a lot, as we should.
Right, right. And the game of soccer is all about misdirection, and a lot of times straightforward will get you where you want to go, but usually a lot of guys have had a time to react and collapse and close that hole by the time you get there.
There was just a harmless little kick through by Ethan. Couldn't get nothing on it.
Grinnell bringing it out. Joel Bauman, another sophomore. Again, this team from Grinnell is very young. They have five seniors on the roster. They graduated 10 from last year. And as I look at the stats from this year, their team not shooting the ball, not finishing at a great rate at all.
Oh, there's a bounce for us. Just didn't take advantage of it. The ball had a curve on it.
Mr.
Ben Baker sending it back up front.
Nice play by Baker. Takes that ball right out of the air and puts a foot on it and sends it back up to the front line. There's Colton Dorpinghouse, I believe, makes a play on that ball to Ethan Gray. Gray now switches over left to right, takes it. He's nice footwork, tries to take it into traffic. Shot from about 22, 23 yards out, one hop to the goalie.
And it did take a little bounce there at the end.
Yes, it did. It was on the
ground
all the way.
Kind of weird. Rolled, and then jumped right up into his hands. That's kind of...
Nice
kinda
header
weird.
Backwards by Grinnell. Solinger runs it down. One hop over top of Andy Henderson's foot as he's trying to save it and keep it in play. Grinnell throw in. Zach Bomer.
Good pressure there by Anthony Tuttle.
Tuttle did a nice job coming up. And it's a lot of this offense today has been centered around number 10 there, Zach Bomer. And he's not actually... I think he's the number three scorer. He's got four goals, six assists on the season coming into tonight's game. Another substitution this time for the Blue Demons. Andy Henderson checks out.
Got 23:30 left in the game.
Shadow Leshen with a nice header. Brings it out to Cody Wynn. Ambrose giving chase, that was Skylar Bettis. Ethan Gray goes down with a little bit of contact there. No call. Cody Wynn with a throw. Brings it up. Throws it into traffic towards Ethan Gray.
It's got to go out. Yep.
Another deflection by Grinnell. Out of play. Blue Demon throw in again. Cody Wynn will take this throw. Let's see if Cody takes his time this time and finds an opening. Nobody's moving, though. Anthony Tuttle was the only one moving there. Solinger finally comes from the back line. Gives him some support. To Ethan Gray, who heads it in towards the middle of the field. No Blue Demon in the
They're just playing pretty tough. I mean, I seen kind of a little cheap thing there on Skylar Bettis on that third. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They were definitely holding, but wasn't holding. I mean, it wasn't.
Kind of got a hook on him so that he couldn't fight through
it. Couldn't get through the ball, you know. They're just.
That's a bad throw. Mr. Lopez on the other side of the field sees this one, but no call from the center official. And as I love to watch happen, the AR gives up on his call and just walks away because the referee was looking the other direction.
Yeah.
Rather than stand there and tell him, no, you've got to make that call because it was a bad throw, he drops his flag and lets play go on.
Yeah.
I've been thinking all night long that flag should be up on just about every throw that young man takes. That's a nice through ball over towards Jordan Crawl, just gets past him. Colton Dorpinghaus playing that right wing up front.
Aaron Ambrose cuts it off and going out of bounds.
Cody Wynn plays one up towards Dorpinghaus. Grinnell gets to it just before Dorp has a chance to bring that one in.
Down to 21 minutes, 30 seconds.
Got a throw in for Grinnell. Back in their own defensive box. Intercepted nicely by Tuttle.
We got three guys standing by each other. Need to kind of separate a little bit.
Yeah, but it's like our energy is all focused on the ball rather than positioning.
Yeah.
That is a terrific play by Grinnell getting the ball upfield. Plays it into Christian Graham. Plays it into the corner, but back out to top of the box, deflected by Solinger. Shadow Leshen with a nice defensive play, steps in front, clears it out. Good job by that young man. Young players with not much experience, you sometimes question whether they have the presence of mind to know when to clear it.
Yeah.
And when to play it, and Shadow did a nice job there deciding that there was no room for him, so you just well take it out and reset everything.
Yes, better to get reset than try to do something fancy right close to the goal and let them get a good strong shot off.
Goal kick coming out for the Blue Demons. Mr. Solinger is going to take this one. See where this one lands. I got money it's on the other side of the midfield stripe.
Yep. Into the teeth of the wind. Oh, I should have took your money
You should have taken the money. One hop.
I don't gamble, so I guess he's probably.
Me either. So that was pretty safe. Neither one of us was really going to put any money on it. Ethan giving chase up front. Cleared
just
out by
too many
Grinnell.
Of them. They're just outmanning us back here. There's only.
Defensively.
We're usually one on three all the time and just kind of tough.
Nice play by Tuttle with the header. Good,
right.
Good header back by Ethan.
Jordan.
Back over to Jordan. Send it on out to the right, young man. You're in business.
There
it is.
Over on
to Dorp, back to Crawl, and that should, oh my goodness.
No call.
That was a no call in the box, Jordan Crawl. You don't see Jordan Crawl go down with his body turned in different directions like that very often, but there was clearly contact grabbing the arm as he ran by in the box. No call. Again, it's a position of the referee that makes the difference in that call. Grinnell with a push to the other end of the field after that flurry of activity. They've got a throw in just outside the box. Throws it into the middle of the field. Touch pass up front.
Into
something
set
right
up here.
In the center of the field. Tries to take a shot, and it goes wide right by about 15 yards. I'm not sure if he thought another guy was coming in to get that.
It's pretty hot.
It was definitely that. We got Solinger going to take the goal kick again for the Blue Demons. See if we can make a good push up here on this one. The air a little more dense than it was. Because
and the wind might be, I don't know if the flag's.
I don't know if the wind's blowing
can't
much at
tell
all
here.
Now.
No, Tyler, there's no wind now.
Tyler's not getting it up to the midfield stripe, so I wonder if they're just trying to play it a little shorter, realizing that they're not gaining control of all of those passes up front. That one's played up front. Grinnell's goalie does a nice job allowing that one to roll over the end line for a goal kick for the Tigers. We're going to send it back to Scott at the studio with about 18 minutes left in the ballgame here. Give us a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back to finish this close game. Grinnell leads Albia 2-1.
Congratulations. You found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People State Bank. Rather you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Right at 17 minutes, 30 seconds left in the second half. The Blue Demons are trailing the Grinnell Tigers 2-1 in a real hard-fought match. Tightly contested all the way through. There's never been any clear-cut winner in this match in my eyes,
no,
Brett.
No, it's been pretty evenly fought battle on both sides. Here's could have been a little advantage. Solinger closes in nicely to cut off that run by the attacker who had kind of an open lane.
Grinnell has a throw-in just outside the 18. Again, another missed touch by the Tigers, but comes right back to them. Been kind of the luck of the draw for Grinnell on every loose ball. That ball that is hard to describe. The ball is loose,
still
on
loose.
The ground in front of the net. We now have a call. We've got a foul called against Grinnell. Flurry of activity. Gabe Graver came out, did a nice job challenging the ball twice. Got his hand on it both times, couldn't quite bring it in. And the ball, lucky it was on the ground as Graver was on the ground, and the Blue Demon defensively, Blue Demons knocked it out, fortunately, saved that goal.
Kind of looked like that game hot potato, I think.
Yes, it did. It was almost like nobody wanted to put that thing away. Solinger plays one out off of the goal kick. Kicks it directly out of play. Grinnell with the throw-in. Ethan Gray, nice little step over for a misdirection play. Gets it to Cody Wynn, to Skyler Bettis. Bettis on the left wing. Deflected nicely by Grinnell. No chance to save that one, though. Blue Demon throw-in. We've got a sub standing over on the sideline getting ready to check back in for the Demons. Looks like Andy Henderson coming back in, replacing Cody Wynn. Give Wynn a little bit of a break, getting fresh for the last few minutes of the game here. Solinger going to take this throw in for the Blue Demons now, with Wynn taking a seat on the sideline for a quick breather. I'd like to see Ethan Gray just roll right around this defender and go down the sideline. That would be real nice for him. Shadow Leshen plays it. He's thinking the same thing I am. Plays it down the left sideline. Gray gives pursuit. Nice header. Ethan Red left.
Yeah.
Defender read where he was going and deked him and brought it back the other direction. Grinnell comes back the other direction now. Plays it down the sideline. Out of play. It'll be a throw-in for the Blue Demons. We're now sitting at 15 minutes left with the Blue Demons trailing 2-1. This game is by far not settled yet.
Yeah, anything could happen. It could definitely turn around in our favor.
Solinger.
We've had a couple good little attempts, but just nothing broke through.
Defensively, we've done everything we need except on two plays. It's been a terrific night except two set plays by Grinnell. We've got
a little disciplinary action there.
Typical throw-in in my book. Every other throw-in tonight, the player has run forward about 10 yards to make the throw-in. This one, however, the AR was adamant that the ball went out of play 10 yards behind where the player was trying to throw it from, so he made him back up. Then he runs forward and throws it in.
Yeah.
Shadow Leshen giving chase on that ball, puts his hands up to keep it from smacking him right in the nose as he's going by, gets a handball called on him.
Got to get set up for this pretty quick here.
This is a free kick. It'll probably be, I don't know, guesstimate about 25, 28 yards away, Brad?
Yep.
They're sitting on the right wing, just kind of, they've got nobody on a short pass, so the Blue Demons are going to have to defend all middle and backside. It's a great hook they put on the ball.
Had definitely a good bow on it.
Yes, it did, and I see Gabe Gravert waving for offsides on the play, and he's 100% correct. We've got a discussion coming between the officials. We've got a red card issued to, I'm not sure.
But he didn't stop the clock until after.
Right. He just stops the clock. There's
there
a red card being issued, and it looks like it's Tyler Solinger, is it not?
No.
No, who is that?
That's Aaron.
That's Aaron Ambrose. Comes trucking out of there. Solinger's here. That's Aaron Ambrose.
If it's a red, we got to play a man down.
We're a man down for the rest of the game. We are now 13 minutes, 31 seconds left in the game. This game's going to pick up again real quick here, but the Blue Demons are now playing a man down because Aaron Ambrose got a red card. And I'm not sure, unless it's language, I'm not sure what that call could have been. The only other thing that he could get a red card in that opinion, in that situation, is a handball to deflect a goal from going in, and it's an intentional redirect of the hand. So that is the only other rule that I know in the book that gives him a red card in that situation. So the referee had an impression that Mr. Ambrose handballed that intentionally to save a goal. And that now is why Aaron is out of the game with a red card. Blue Demons are a man down. Penalty kick coming up because it's a handball in the box. Gabe Gravert's going to have to take his time, get his footing down, try and read this kick from the Grinnell Tigers. Here's the kick. Oh, there's I am so confused by how that play could start. The referee was moving. I am completely baffled. Regardless, the penalty kick goes in the goal. Gabe Gravert had no chance to stop it because the player kicked before the referee gave time to set it. We're going to send it back to the studio for Scott. Right now, the Blue Demons trail 3-1 in a tough match with Grinnell. Stay tuned. We'll be back for the conclusion of this game.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy-saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on Services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We're back live, 12 minutes 45 seconds left in the game. Blue Demons now trail 3-1 on a, what I would say, probably a just call for the handball in the box and an intentional redirect, saving a goal by Aaron Ambrose. However, the penalty kick, Brad, as I'm standing here looking at it, the referee is walking back towards the guy who's kicking the ball in the box, and they still allow the play to go off as a penalty kick. In my book, That's a distraction to my keeper. And if I'm Coach Gravert, I would have been asking for a re-kick on that because there's a distraction to my keeper.
Yeah.
During my little tirade there.
Yeah, Grinnell had a shot, right, just went wide to
Grinnell shoots wide right.
Yeah.
We've got another opportunity here for the Blue Demons to come out. We've got wholesale substitutions for Grinnell. Yet again, more fresh legs coming onto the field, as well as Andy Henderson checking back into the lineup for the Blue Demons. Well, the Blue Demons find themselves down two, just inside of 12 minutes, about 11 and a half left here. Down by two, not insurmountable. We've seen stranger things happen besides two-goal, comeback here.
We need a quick spark.
We've got to have something that lights our fire again. There's no doubt about it. All of those two set plays in the first half really took a lot of spunk out of the Blue Demons.
Another shot.
There's another one. Great run. That was a terrific run by the Grinnell Tigers coming right back at the Blue Demons. That ball had to take my breath again for a second as that ball hit the side of the net. It just missed the post and went wide left. So we've got Solinger taking a kick out of the box. Goal kick coming up. We've got to find somebody. This is now a possession game for the Blue Demons. It's not a power game. You've got to keep possession. That way you increase your chances of getting that ball downfield towards the net. Another offensive run here for the Tigers. Deflected nicely by the Blue Demons. Baker deflects it out.
At this time, they're kind of controlling the midfield. Seems like intercepting everything we head up that direction.
Seems like most every ball that gets towards that midfield stripe is won by the Tigers right now. We get a free kick for the Grinnell Tigers on a trip just outside of the box. I would estimate we're probably about 23 yards away.
Things aren't going our way at this time.
No, right now the
last
boys,
5 minutes been a little rougher.
The boys have got to get a spark from somewhere, somehow. I'm not sure how and where. That doesn't hurt. Anytime a guy comes up and just lines one about 10 yards over top of the goal on a free kick, that has a tendency, you say, wow.
And it gets in his head a little bit, too.
It gets inside
of
him. Now he's going to start pressing a little harder to make up for that one. That's one where Grinnell, I know for sure their coach wishes they had that one back. That was one that didn't have any chance at all from the time it left the foot. Solinger brings it out. Nice goal kick right out towards Crawl. Just over top of his head. Another break by inches by the Blue Demons there, just missing a ball. Played up nicely by the Blue Demons and giving chase. Colton Dorpinghouse, Cody Wynn. Wynn deflects it backwards, runs through. And we've got a call on Cody Wynn as he played towards the ball, but as he came through, the player's leg after the kick walked right into Cody and gives him another free kick opportunity. Not a yellow card situation for the Blue Demons.
And hopefully not a red. It's hard enough playing with 10. Now to go down to 9 would make it
really
rough. Yeah,
it would turn into a red in a hurry with him because he's already had one yellow. Yeah. Oh, that's a great deflection. They're going to call a handball. If
the he center, took it down.
Center official again doesn't pay any attention, so the AR takes
hard.
It off. Jordan Crawl knew he had an opportunity that time to get one forward to Ethan Gray, but the anxiety carried that kick a little too far.
I suppose getting whacked in the head with the ball may have did a little to it.
That's exactly right. Big play there from big kick from the Grinnell Tigers.
Another call.
We're just, yeah, we got an elbow. Got an elbow call. Who did we make that call on? It's on Albia,
yeah.
But I'm not sure who it was. At any rate, Grinnell has
in the area. I don't know. But that's not been a bad elbow.
Well, the tempers are flaring just a little bit. Not this game is by far no way, shape, or form out of control. But people are starting to stress a little harder to try to make plays, and that in turn leads to a little more aggression on the field.
Grinnell gets a few offside calls. You can tell their style of play, they really press the line.
If a guy doesn't press the line like that,
and
very
anything,
often,
we're not pressing the line like we need to.
Oh, not at all. We're not getting our passes up to the line, and our guys aren't pressing the line, that's for sure. We get a play downfield. Nice kick from Solinger. Brings it forward to Ethan Gray, who heads it forward and cleared out of bounds by Gray. It'll be a Grinnell Tiger throw-in. Deflected by Grinnell, right to Wynn, nice. Right to Ethan Gray, who now takes it to the left.
I know he should have took it on through a little more.
Yep, that one was one that there's a tough play from Wynn just over top of the – that was a great hook he put on that ball trying to play it into the net. Would like to have that play back by Ethan. He just got a little excited trying to put that ball on the net too soon, and no Blue Demon was there. I actually think he was thinking pass rather
than
shot.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he should have went maybe two more steps up to the – and got a little more of an angle. Going across ways a little better to get the ball than it is going
Yes,
with
it
you.
Is. Cody Wynn checks out of the lineup.
Was it Caleb?
Caleb Gray checks in for him.
Got about 7 minutes left in this contest.
Out of play. It'll be a Blue Demon throw in. We need more offensive players, boys. We need more offensive players. Jordan crawls up front and Ethan Gray, and that's it.
If I had a dime for every time we've hit our own player in the back today and stopped the run.
Caleb Gray to brother Ethan. Ethan turns in the middle of the field, plays it forward, right back to him. Plays one into the right corner. Nobody up there this trip.
Yeah, too hard a kick.
So Grinnell will have a goal kick coming out.
Goalie has to chase the ball down. We don't have enough balls around.
Where's the ball boys? Or girls? Not sure where that ended up.
Maybe a ball went out over here. I never understand why we always put one ball person on each side instead of two. Always
should have two, one on each half. That would be the
That's
right
what
way,
I but think, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's that nobody ever does it. Maybe it's hard to get volunteers.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. It's not a glamorous job, if you think about it.
A lot of running, and people always yell and give me the ball.
Blue Demons will need to hurry now.
Yes.
We've got to get some activity going. It's 5:55 left in the ball game. Blue Demons trail 3-1. Two really nice plays by the Grinnell Tigers put us in a hole 2-1. The third goal was off of a penalty kick. The Blue Demons' lone scorer was Skyler Bettis off of a header assist by Jordan Crawl. Nice play by the Grinnell keeper there coming out, getting a loose ball.
It was good to see a little life there. We had three or four guys crashing the net there, you know, which is kind of good, saying we want to get something done here.
Yeah, we
haven't seen that really for quite a few minutes.
Terrific positioning that time around, if you think about it. It's better positioning than what we've seen for quite some time on the offensive end of the field. Defensively, I give the Albie boys an awful lot of credit. They played very hard, very smart soccer. Unfortunate on the handball against Aaron Ambrose, gave him the red card, and a penalty kick, giving it a 3-1 lead for Grinnell. Ethan Gray off of a pass from Shadow Leshen. I didn't see who it was off of, but I would assume it's
Grinnell
an Albie ball. Grinnell
kicked it out. At least that's our story, and we're sticking to it.
That's exactly right. Ethan threw it. That's all that matters. Nice deflection from Grinnell. Ethan Gray giving chase. He gets ridden clear out of bounds on a no
kick.
Opportunity to get the ball. Did they give us a kick, or did they? Yes, they did. I was going to say, if they didn't make a call on that one, they needed to.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't playing the ball.
No. Ethan places one right in front of the net, sneaks through two Albia offensive players, and we don't get
that. All got their
that.
Hands on their heads. That's a soccer sign saying, like, my bad.
Yep, uh-oh. Got by me. Two of them. Jordan Crawl ran right past it, and I don't know who the other one was on the other on the back side. I couldn't really tell. Couldn't tell if it was Caleb or if it was Tuttle.
Yeah, I don't know. Was Caleb even up far enough that time? Maybe he was. I couldn't tell. I was kind of watching the ball.
Actually,
ball watching. They're supposed to do that.
Me too. Once I saw it get past the first line, I thought, here we go. This is going to be a goal. Blue Demons now have to really press the action. Grinnell's going to go into their ball control mode. They're just going to just do short passing. They're going to run clock. And they're going
to
make the Blue Demons
just to get one goal, just to, you know.
We need to build that confidence right
back.
Yes,
we need to show that we can get some points in the net.
Yep, right back to Grinnell at midfield. Played up beautifully, and that grass must be getting slick because guys are sliding everywhere. Ben Baker with a great defensive play pulls that one back out. Keeps Grinnell at bay on that run offensively that they were looking for. Baker again clears it out, goes out of play. It'll be a throw-in for the Tigers. 3 minutes left in the ball game here, 3:10. Grinnell solidly in control at 3-1 right now. Blue Demons, not for a lack of effort that we're down 3-1. Just two plays, really bad execution. Defense, not bad execution, just not great execution.
Yeah.
Marking the right guy. Great execution, however, from Grinnell on those two plays.
I'd like
really
to know how many free goal or, you know, on free kicks that we've given up, how many goals this year. I think it's pretty high number, or not a high number, but it's...
Yeah, we haven't given up that terribly many goals this year.
No, but I think percentage-wise...
Percentage-wise, it's good. It's a big, big number percentage-wise. I'm with you on that. Ball played up into the box. Wow. That was a forearm right to the head with no call. Solinger is down on the ground.
It's a 50-50 ball, they thought.
That's what it has to be.
No.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to stop the clock. We're going to send it back to Scott at the studio. 2 minutes, 16 seconds left in the ball game. Blue Demons trail 3-1. Come back. We'll finish this contest out.
The Monroe County Hospital, winner of 2 Summit Awards for excellence in healthcare.
Our revenue has stayed incredibly strong above budget through this recession, and I think that's the local support we got. And it's not just because we're close. It's because people know when they get here, they're not a number. They're going to get excellent care. They've got a higher nurse-to-patient ratio. We're a safer hospital, and they like their local care.
The nurses in and always asking you, how are you? Is there anything I can do for you? Maybe I just stay longer because they wait on you, you know.
The Monroe County Hospital.
Homeowners, if you've been thinking about re-landscaping, building a deck, siding your house, a home equity line of credit from Community First Credit Union is what you need to get started on your spring and summer projects. For limited time only, CFirst is offering a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local branch today for a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you remember these? Cracker Jack prize stars in your eyes, ask Daddy for the keys.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
Dewey, remember these.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Albia Soccer Complex, where currently the Blue Demons trail the Grinnell Tigers 3-1. Been a tough match, been a physical match all night long. That one was resulted in Tyler Solinger going down with an injury, and he's now up and walked off the field under his own power, but it looked like he took a strike to the head, and let's just hope that young man can come back and not have anything serious from a concussion holding him down.
Grinnell with a throw-in. There's no call on that. They're
It's a courtesy throw right back to Gabe Gravert. It's one where the possession of the ball actually came to Albia due to the fact that play was stopped over our injury timeout, so it's what they consider a courtesy throw-in, and they throw it right back into Gabe Gravert, the goalie at that time. Grinnell now turns the ball around, comes back at us offensively.
Nice attack there.
They got, Nice play.
Move, Caleb. I mean,
nice
I'm not
play.
Saying just because he's my kid, but that was quite a little play.
Well, he had great
Sticking
effort to get
out.
There. He closed that gap in no time. Now we got to have everybody pull forward. This is where it's rush mode. The midfielders have to break up field. Jordan crawled.
Just a mistouch.
Yep. Again, it was two. Shadow Leshen was giving chase furiously trying to get up there with him, but it was basically 2-on-4 between Jordan Crawl and Ethan Gray on that situation, and chances are slim you're going to win that 2-on-4 battle. Grinnell now brings it back, play it down into the far left corner. Offensively, they're making a run.
We're sticking with them pretty good. This is where they really tried last year there to attack those sides and really get some good crosses. But I can't say tonight they've really achieved that.
They haven't really, not at all.
No, they haven't really been able to work it to the sides and get a good cross to the middle during play.
No, I think the Blue Demons have done a good job.
Yes,
you know, well scouted, maybe is a good
word
for
Caleb messed up there.
No problem. No worries.
Uh-oh. No.
There's two misplays back-to-back for the Blue Demons. One from Caleb, obviously, with the mistouch. Then he plays it back to Gabe Grabber. Gabe didn't come with all of his heart and soul to go land on that ball and smother it before it got an opportunity, and he lets it go between his legs. And then
we probably had to kick it. He couldn't have touched it. Because Caleb, was it a direct pass? Was he have to kick?
He could have smothered it with his body.
No, oh, he could have still?
No,
okay.
Need to touch it with his hand. If he touches it with his hands, then that becomes a handball.
Oh, he could lay on
kickback.
It then.
He
could
lay back. He could do anything other than touch it with his hands. He could come through, slide it, get whatever he wants. But that's
then
a tough decision.
Then get up and kick it?
Absolutely. Get up, kick it, do whatever you want after that point. And so that one is a tough break for the Blue Demons. It goes in the net with 52.5 seconds left. We're going to just keep it here, finish this game out. Blue Demons now trail 4-1 to a very tough Grinnell team. That one was an unfortunate. That's just a tough goal to end your night on, because it was not one that well-executed play by Grinnell, but it was one where persistence ended up winning out. Jordan Crawl giving chase into the middle of the field, plays one up. It's going to be a corner kick for the Blue Demons as deflected by Grinnell off of Crawl's kick at the net.
30 seconds going in.
Blue Demons are going to have to hustle here to try to get one on the net. That might be a result of being that man down on that last play too, Brad, where finally it just caught up with us, where the numbers game finally hit in. There's a nice kick onto the net by the Blue Demons. It's played out nicely by Grinnell. Shadow Leshen does a great job saving it to try to keep it in bounds. And does. He successfully does. It deflects off of a Grinnell player. That brings the game to a close. Unfortunately, tonight from the Albia Soccer Complex, the Blue Demons go down to defeat at the hands of the Grinnell Tigers 4-1. Not for lack of effort, not for lack of desire. It just came down to a game where maybe the fresher team at the end pulled this one out.
I think they played probably, 60 minutes of real good soccer, and then before they got that other thing, and then it kind of turned around for them, and that kind of put us in a hole, and then I think we got a little down.
I think you're exactly right, where that third goal definitely got them into a hole where you just didn't feel the spark back in that team after it was all said and done. But, unfortunate Aaron Ambrose gets that card on, a handball in the box. It's an intentional, allegedly an intentional save of a goal to keep that from going into, give Aaron credit. Try to sneak one in.
Yeah, why
keep
not?
Keep one from going into the net. No, got to try it. So, and anyhow, the Blue Demons fall 4-1 to a very talented young Grinnell soccer team. Next year they're going to be pretty tough as well. Blue Demons, however, we got tomorrow night, Brad.
Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow night, PCM.
Absolutely. Tonight the Blue Demons get their one goal on a score by Skyler Bettis off of an assist by Jordan Crawl. Tomorrow night we'll be here, and we fall 4-8 on the season, but tomorrow night's an awfully winnable game. Every game we step onto the field is a winnable contest for this Blue Demon team. We just get it all to come together. For Brad Gray, I'm Steve Rockwell. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to our sponsors, and thanks again to Thunder Country KIIC for putting on another broadcast of Albia Blue Demon Soccer. Thanks, and have a great night.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat?